This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 color multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.
Well, here we go again. I'm not giving up, I can tell you. And we don't plan to lose this argument. But yet another Chinese government-owned company has used this week's Beef Australia Exposition in Rockhampton as a springboard to announce its ambition to invest in Australian agriculture. The Jianggu Group's logistics manager, Eric Huang, told the exposition yesterday, "We're a new player in beef, but this is very important to us. Listen to this. We want to buy your beef. So we feel, as a state-owned enterprise, we've got an obligation to make a contribution to the Australian beef industry by investing here too. In other words, we want to help you." These blokes are learning how to spin their stories. Is someone seriously asking us to believe that China is, quote-unquote, investing out of a sense of obligation to make a contribution to Australia? Come on. Pull the other leg, it plays Nat King Cole. We're being played for mugs. What the bloke's really saying is, China wants to own Australian farmland in order to guarantee its food supply. Don't worry about feeding Australia, or don't worry about our potential to feed the world and make a quid out of it. No, they want it. Paddock to plate. And this Mr. Huang said his group plans to, quote-unquote, invest up to $500 million, half a billion, over the next 5 to 8 years, in Australian cattle stations, and then when we've got the cattle stations, we'll build our own abattoir, and then our own abattoir, then the feedlots. And he said, this is our company's strategic plan. We've budgeted to invest between $300 and $500 million in the Australian agricultural industry. Farms will be first, then abattoirs, and finally feedlots. And Mr. Huang is not on his own up there in Rockhampton. He's one of more than 350 Chinese importers and company delegates attending the Beef Australia Exposition in Rockhampton. Rumour has it, all 350 had smiles on their faces. They're laughing at us.
This podcast brought to you by Konica Minolta. Rent an eligible A3 colour multifunction printer and receive 3 months free rental. See konicaminolta.com.au for terms and conditions.